First thing first, learn how to live in this new kingdom. It is a process. Please believe me, it's a process. Everything don't happen overnight, so don't get upset because you didn't change. Just like that. Yeah, sometimes it takes work, but you made that decision. You're on your way. And can't nobody condemn you because Christ is standing there pleading for you. It will not all happen overnight. It would take some practice. You know, any new thing you start, usually you got to practice before you get it real good. You may do it and it's all right, but to get it down pat, you got to keep doing it over and over. And it's the same way with the things in the kingdom. You have to learn the rules first, and then you start practicing living your life that way. The benefits outweighs anything that you may think you are giving up. Remember, you are no longer your own. So your feelings, you have to tell them to shut up. Your man, hush. You don't know what you're talking about, just hush. You're looking at things in the natural, be quiet, man. This is something, I'm dealing with something. You don't know how to deal with it. Surrender to God. He is your father and your friend. He is not, let me tell y'all this, he is not the big man upstairs waiting for you to mess up so he can mark it against you. He is not the big man upstairs waiting for you to mess up so he can hold it against you. He is a holy God that sent Jesus to die in our place so that we can have fellowship with him. He loves us so much. He loves us so much. For God so loved the world. He didn't just love the world, but he so loved the world that he sent Jesus to die in our place so that we can have fellowship with him. He loves us. He's rescued us from darkness. Even when we were sinners and weren't thinking about it, he did it for us. The end of verse 33, I talked about the first part of a new kingdom. But the end of 33 says, in all these things shall be added unto you. You know, that's why we scramble and do all the scuffling and all the other stuff we do, because we're trying to get these things. But you're in a new kingdom. And if you learn his way of doing things, those things that you're working so hard to get, they'll come to you. And they'll come easily. All these things should be added to you. What things? So what things will be added? Love, joy, a peace that surpasses all understanding. When everything in your life is falling apart, it seems like your world has turned upside down, you can be at peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Everybody be wondering, well, why? She act like she don't care, blah, 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 have you. But you got a peace that surpasses understanding. Now, your brothers and sisters in Christ will understand, but those people that are still living in that dark kingdom, they'll be trying to figure out what's wrong with you. But there is a peace that comes with living in this kingdom. Psalms 81, verse 10, in the last part of it, God is talking and he says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it with good things. With good things. Open your mouth. Call things that be not as though they were. That's what Abraham did. And he and Sarah received the promise that seemed impossible. 100-year-old man, 90-year-old woman having a child, unheard of. But he believed. He didn't doubt. He kept to the promise. Open your mouth. Say what God says about you. Now you got to read your Bible so you know what God says about you. He says that you are more than a conqueror through him that loves you. Romans 8:37. He says, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He says, you are rich through Jesus. 2 Corinthians 8:9. God says that you have been redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease, poverty, and lack. Think about it. You've been redeemed. That's not part of your life anymore. Galatians 3:13-14. He says that you are a son or daughter and an heir of God. Galatians 4:7. He says that you are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That means when stuff comes against you, you don't have to fold up and give up. You got an inner strength. Ephesians 6:10. He says that you are complete in him. Colossians 2:10.